corner of what's been good in this way. But we're lucky for it. Before I begin the message today,
He holds his faith scripture. But that's not the best of all about it. There's a lot of encouragement, a lot of encouragement of the people who only inherited the scripture. And I see it. One source today, I came along and I could see that there was a prayer he prayed this morning. And many times it's a prayer. But sometimes the leader can be obtained by an intellectual who so loudly bears their words and what they believe. And as we read it to the first and second leader, even if he's ever written it for the Holy Spirit, we see that Peter reveals what is going to happen when Christ teaches. It's going to be delivered if no one can deliver for the truth of Scripture. We're going to see that what is going to happen when we believe, delivered, is the truth of Scripture. So I have to be personally with the truth. We can Thank you. the same thing, but a little bit different. The opposite of what he said for the tragedy. He says, I don't even know what he said. And he says, I'm going to try to do it. But Peter says, what do I do? But the heavens and the earth which were not fulfilled by the same word I received for power. For the day of judgment in Corinthians is regarding the right now in God's word of the earth, he will be changed by Christ. We know that the truth can be stripped from very certain time of voluntariness, right? If you know what you mean, those guys are somebody who's going to try to nuclear war by picking it up in the end. This world is not only this world, but this universe is all going to be born. And God is going to be born. And this is, he fulfilled his own need of God. He fulfilled the believer again. He said, amen. The world by